This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island, that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.
The following paid program is furnished by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. Now on AM 790, it's time for IREM Today, the property management show with hosts Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Here's your hosts, Dina and Chrissy.
Welcome back, Chrissy.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we're on the air
It's been forever.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yes, you do. Don't lie. Don't start off the season with a lie. So welcome back, Chrissy. And
welcome
ladies
back,
and gentlemen.
Dina.
Yeah, welcome back, Dina.
Yes.
All right. Well, I said it to you first. It would have been
You're
nice
right.
if you said it sooner.
Yeah.
But thank you.
No problem.
So we are back. It's our first show back in our second season, I would say, together. We
yes.
completed. This was
We
started
it.
This time last year together with Jay.
We did, and we were little mutes in the background.
We got rid of him.
Oh.
But he'll be back
he'll
be back next
yes.
Tuesday, because I won't be here. I'm already taking a day off.
Well,
like, what kind of a
You know, on one week, off another. It's fine. It's okay.
Well, I didn't say on and off every other week. I mean, but
you'll fill in from here and there.
I'll be doing something work-related. It won't be... Well, it will be fun. I'll be at the RHA event in Boston. So it was at the... Rental Housing Association. I don't do a lot with them because a lot of my Boston colleagues, and they do stuff because they do a lot of stuff based out of Mass, not really a lot in Rhode Island, but we have a big trade show every year that I attend.
Well, that sounds fun.
Meet and greet. And then we're going to talk about our trade show.
Yeah.
But in case you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio today with my co-host, Chrissy Denalian.
Hello.
Hello.
Again.
And just in case this is the first time you're tuning in, IREM Today is your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there's a lot of these fun syndicated programs on this radio station. However,
we're not one of them.
We are not one of
but
them.
But we are fun.
Yes, we are.
And very entertaining.
Yes.
Right? You don't like that for moderately.
Yeah. No.
She X'd that
I'm
out.
I'm so glad you got rid of that. I don't mind. That makes us sound horrible. Moderately.
No, we are very entertaining. We try to be, at least.
Yes.
And we are talking all things property management.
We are. So not being syndicated, what does that mean?
It means that they can call us here in the studio because
we're live
and local.
And we're ready
so
to talk.
You can give us a call at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790.
And as Chrissy was saying, we talk about all things property management related. And in case you're tuning in for the first time and you don't know what IREM is and what that stands for, IREM stands for the Institute for Real Estate Management. We are the most professional group in the country. No.
In the world.
In the world.
We're worldwide
for
now.
For managing real estate. That's fantastic.
Maybe not worldwide here in Rhode Island, but we are world.
We are.
Worldly known.
And we are the last chapter, right, that was created.
Well, we're chapter 88.
So that was the last
there's
one, I believe,
chapters.
That was formed.
Yeah, there's 88 chapters.
Save the best for last.
I guess so.
So speaking of, locally we are known as the Greater Rhode Island Chapter 88. And another thing you might want to know is, what do we do at IREM?
Well, we're the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. So if you manage an elderly housing building or even a single family home or a tenement building or even commercial, you know, we have commercial real estate property managers that also are heavily involved in IREM. The Institute of Real Estate Management is for you. If people are looking for a career in property management, or maybe they're just looking for something different and they want to have some kind of training or some kind of education or even a designation.
Yes, we know you have one.
Yes, I like to rub that in. I try to rub it in every week.
Yeah, and it. I
took a break for a little while, Dina.
Yes.
Give me a break.
Okay. I gave you a break, like a 4-month break. 3 month.
A designation means that you have some sort of credentials stating that you're a trained professional in the industry. And the Institute of Real Estate Management offers two designations.
Me too.
We have the ARM, which stands for
the Accredited Residential Manager.
Mm-hmm. And then there is the Distinguished.
Distinguished.
Distinguished CPM designation.
Can't wait till you get your Distinguished CPM. Oh, yeah, that's, I'm probably going to quit the show at that point.
I'm so distinguished.
If I have to hear that you're an ARM, a CPM, I'm done. I'm
too many acronyms after my name. So that stands for a Certified Property Manager. Certified Property Manager, which, as Jack Benz likes to say, it's like a degree from Harvard.
It is. All right, so I know we've kind of talked about this a few million times, but if somebody walks into your place of business and they state that they're a CPM and they're looking for work,
just hire them right on the spot.
Right on the spot.
Right.
But they're like a newbie. They've only been in the industry for like 3 years.
But.
And I've been in the industry for 20.
Yeah, but you're not backed by a code of ethics.
I'm
like the CPM designation gives you. So
I'm pretty ethical.
I don't know. You're Rhode Island connection over here. This one. Backed by a code of ethics.
They're just different ethics.
Yes. Right. Who do you know? Right.
Who do you
know? So if they didn't have that designation, they might not have the same opportunity. And what's great about IREM is that we're willing to train people to get the correct education. Yeah. There are some companies that will even train people for the CPM designation. Or even if you're willing to go out on your own and pursue the CPM designation or ARM designation, there are scholarships that we also work with here at IREM. We do offer a couple of scholarships that you can go right on our website and fill out the scholarship program. I think it's just you need a resume, a letter of recommendation from an existing IREM member.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go right on the website, iremri.org, and fill it out. And just submit it right through there. And then I know that there's a couple, actually, my assistant manager is going to be going to an ARM class in the next couple of weeks. I think it's like around the 20th. There's an ARM class in Massachusetts that he's going to be attending with a couple other PASERN people. Shocking. Oh,
shocker.
Shocking.
Shocker.
But yeah, they can, you know, you can go right on the website, take a look at the scholarship. It does back 75% of the cost of the class.
That's fantastic.
So that's, I mean,
the money's there.
How can you get a Harvard? You can't get a Harvard education for just 25% of the price,
you
right?
You cannot. That's like the Groupon of Groupons.
It is. I mean, it's better than a Groupon. Groupons usually is half off, so that's wonderful.
The I was just going to say, we're going to talk a little bit later on in the show about the events that we have coming up, and one of them happens to be the fundraiser in November for the scholarship program. It's a wine tasting, I believe, right?
We love those.
Yeah, well, yes, I do. But right now I'm kind of coming off of the IREM Massachusetts golf tournament yesterday.
Maybe I shouldn't speak so loudly then.
Yeah, my four Advil deep. It's at that point where I can't even say wine or cocktail right now.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, I was kind of caught off guard how there was, I don't know, it felt like every other hole there was like a drink sponsor. And you couldn't even get to the next hole and we still had like a drink.
More
like
drinks.
All of our cup holders in the golf cart
were filled.
And it was during the day, and it was warm, and it just wasn't a good recipe.
Sounds like you had a great time.
Listen,
Dina.
My golf game was on point, though. I can tell you that.
Yes.
I got better and better
the more
beverages I had.
That's what happens. You relax. You don't get so stressed out.
I totally Nobody's forgot looking. To eat. I didn't have any of the dinner.
Good,
I didn't have dinner at all. Oh, God. Yeah, and it was a long ride home from Quincy to Lincoln, Rhode Island. But you know, one thing I do want to mention before we get any further into the show, kind of recognize what's going on in the world right now. So yesterday being 9/11 was the anniversary of that tragic day.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have some, I know you have properties with PASERN out in Florida. Florida
mm-hmm.
just got, well, Caribbean Islands, Florida.
Right.
It's going up even into Atlanta. Our corporate office was hit by Hurricane Irma.
No.
Yeah, all of our power is down. And that was yesterday, I believe. Yeah, we got the email from corporate. So it went all the way up to Atlanta where they were out with power.
Wow.
I think there's about 5 states right now that don't have it. 10 plus million people. I think that was the latest that I saw on CNN. But I know you were going to check in or some of your colleagues to see if your PASERN properties were
hit. Because there are quite a few over in Orlando. So I know that they were, we were supposed to have a couple of our executives actually come up here and teach a class, but they canceled everything because of everything that was
everything
going on.
That was
they
going
needed
on,
to all
so
hands on decks in Florida. So.
Absolutely. So we hope that everybody was safe, and we know that there was a lot of tragic events that had happened because of the hurricane, with loss of, you know, shelter and houses, and but it sounds like nobody was hurt at this point. I've been like on CNN like streaming right. like this whole thing, and I don't think we have any losses, which is good.
Right.
But yeah, so we're thinking of everybody. If anybody locally has family out there that was affected, or mm-hmm. any type of summer homes, or you know those seasonal Floridian homes, then right. we are definitely thinking of you.
There's a lot of disaster restoration companies that we work with.
They
that would
do.
Be willing
oh,
to
I wonder
help
if they
probably.
Have. Oh, you know what? We yeah. maybe should have
reached out.
Reached out.
Yeah,
we
we'll reach out to some
We do
of
have
our
a little article, 6 ways to prepare for and recover from natural disasters. It's actually on the irem.org website that we can talk a little bit about maybe when
in
we come
next,
back.
Yeah. Yeah. At I the think. Next break.
And then, yeah. I think
sure.
we can do that.
We definitely can.
We're good. All right. So, actually, in it, I believe it is that time for our first break. See, I
oh
feel
my
like
gosh, time just flies
just
when you're
flies.
Having fun.
All right, so it is, let's see, 4:16. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:19 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host Dina Semirelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. So before we left, we were talking a little bit about an article that Dina found right on the IREM website.
Yeah, so it's actually the IREM.org website. It's not the Rhode Island website. And if you click on IREM.org and you kind of scroll like halfway down, you click on and to the right-hand side, there's a little box that says Real Estate Management News. And they usually have maybe 10 or so links to kind of like industry headlines. Mm-hmm. And one of them just caught my eye, and I thought it was pretty relevant to what's going on, especially with Hurricane Irma and Harvey that just happened. So it's titled 6 Ways to Prepare for and Recover from Natural Disasters. And basically, it's two paragraphs. And the second paragraph is pretty much just stating like another 5 articles, like links to it that you can go to. One of them, some of the things that they're talking about, managing stormwater and multifamilies, disaster recovery guide for multifamily communities, the top 5 apartment roofing tips to protect your properties, very self-explanatory stuff. In the 5th article, prepare your properties for hurricane season. Again, there's a link that says full article. You can click on it and it's going to bring you to those articles. So they had said, you know, this one actually is mentioning, because this was published on August 29th, and it's talking more about Hurricane Harvey, because Irma obviously had not hit yet. And it says, Hurricane Harvey and its remnants slammed the South Texas and Louisiana coast this past week, flooding towns and cities with trillions of gallons of water, causing damage to a great deal of apartment communities, commercial buildings, homes, and more. So I think now they're just, you know, it's saying that a lot of the recovery process, they're going to be tasking the property managers, management companies with just, you know, all types of different ways to prepare for it if it should happen again. So this is just some great information. Might be after the fact, but it's kind of,
well,
it seems like when
not
stuff.
For us,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
not for us.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't know.
So
you never know what's going to come this way anyway. Yeah. So
that's like my children. We've been watching, you know, Hurricane Irma, and they're like, can we ever get a hurricane like that? And I'm like, well,
yes, it's called Bob.
Yeah,
Hurricane
I'm
Bob.
Like, I lived through Hurricane Gloria when I think I was in 6th grade. I'll never forget my dad taping up the windows, and I didn't quite grasp what was going right. to happen. But I remember just being scared, and he was just like, it's just going to be a lot of rain. And I remember the windows. I'm like, that sounds like more than rain, Dad. But even at Hurricane Sandy, I mean, yep. I had to leave my house. We lost power for 3 days. Yep. And the good thing about Hurricane Sandy, I can say, I stayed at my dad's for those 3 days with the children, and he has a backup generator. I felt like I was at a bed and breakfast. I kid you not. I went to bed,
gosh.
And I'm not even slightly exaggerating. He had chocolates on my pillows.
What?
I was like, I swear on everything that I know and love in life.
Dad needs to open up a bread and breakfast.
I need to just move back
telling.
In with my dad. I'm like,
I've been saying,
this is fantastic.
I've been saying the same thing. I have to move back in with my parents. They feed me. Why
he
not?
He loves seeing
right?
me. He's always
yeah.
cooking.
They take
the
care of my dog.
The kids love him. He takes
Perfect.
Care of my kids.
Perfect.
I'm going to retire early and just go live with dad. I mean, it was fantastic. And in the wake of a bad situation, it wasn't that bad. But
I hope Nancy's listening to this. I want chocolates on a pillow now.
Listen up, Mama Denalian. All right. So we got some. So I know we're going to talk about some events.
IRAM events that had happened over the summer.
We weren't here to tell you and share with you, but Chrissy and I both attended the IRAM Golf Tournament.
Yes.
Chrissy played.
I did.
And how did you do?
We did very well.
No, you won. Yeah,
well,
you did.
We won for the co-ed team.
Yes.
So for the co-ed teams, we actually placed first. So that was great. And they used quite a few of my shots, and I was kind of patting myself on the back a little bit.
That happened to me yesterday.
I couldn't even believe it.
I was like, you're going to use my ball?
I know.
This is fantastic.
I was so excited.
So we were there, Rent Path, both my manager Shannon and myself. We were sponsors. We sponsored the longest
drive
hole. I think it was the 18th hole. For those of you who were there, it was, what, June 6th? It was absolutely freezing
it
out.
It was so cold.
I had on pants, but I had like leggings underneath them. I remember having on a sweatshirt, my winter jacket, and like a rain hoodie because it was just awful.
So it was terrible weather.
I don't know if you know what happened, but so where we were at the 18th hole at Pawtucket Country Club, it was hot. The hole was like higher. So I'm standing there and I'm talking to Shannon. I happen to look back at her. We have one of those 10x10 easy tents.
Little pop tent.
Pop-up
yeah.
tents. I turn around and I look. It literally ejects. It's so windy. All the stakes come up from the ground. The one of the legs whacks her in the head.
Oh,
and I'm looking at her. I'm like, oh my God. The whole tent, it's going, can I say ass over tea kettle, down the fairways. And I'm sitting here going, I'm running after it.
Oh,
and
no.
All, like, it was, luckily, the way that the wind went, there was a giant tree and it slammed up into a tree and it bent all the legs. But
oh,
I turned back. I'm like, are you okay? She's like, save the tent. I'm like, okay. And
it
here I
so
am.
Cold.
People are driving by in the golf carts going like, what is happening? But
there were some fun, real fun things though that happened at the golf tournament. We had the poker showdown. You were at that hole. You did one of the, you pull the card right from you. Did
yeah.
you forget?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You
we
blacked
did.
Out?
No, no, I did. Well, we weren't supposed to have that. That was given to me that day. I don't know why, but it didn't happen at the hole. It was supposed to, but there was like five holes.
Yeah, five cards.
Yeah,
five
so that
cards,
was fun.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
I mean, I think I had three of a kind, but I didn't have enough. For I think the person that won had three aces of a kind, but
oh wow,
yeah, but it's a fun little game to play even if you
oh,
don't have
absolutely.
Any golf skills.
And you had to buy into that, right?
Yeah, yep. But it was all
wait, weren't you going to use that for something? Was that you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, somebody was going to use that game for another golf tournament or something. Somebody.
Oh, I was thinking about it. Yeah, for
see,
my
I do remember
one of my
stuff.
Armenian. Yeah, I don't remember. Apparently, my Armenian tournaments actually.
Yes,
my
that
sister
was it.
Did you, plans
did you,
that.
So you didn't
no,
end up using it.
No, because I didn't. I think it was too late before.
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Yeah,
it was freezing.
It was so cold.
We called it early.
Yep.
Yeah, and
yep.
we were one of the. We were absolutely the last, dead last hole. To be like brought in, and I'm texting Carrie, the president, and I'm texting going, can we come in, please? It's so cold, and it was raining on top of it, so all the rain was pooling up like in our seats.
I
and
changed
we couldn't
my,
even sit down.
I changed my shoes three times.
Oh my God!
I had three different pairs of shoes.
Cause you had shorts on when I first
initially,
saw you
initially, but then I put my pants on and I had a blanket on
oh
and
God.
I had
June.
Yeah, it was
June.
So
it was so crazy.
Cold.
It was so bizarre.
But it was our 10th annual tournament,
yes.
and I think
it was a good turnout.
They called us in, I think, because there was another tournament going out that day. But
yeah,
we had a lot of fun and
yeah,
the dinner
time.
Was great, and you know
yep.
they had quite a few raffle prizes.
There was
and
so many raffle prizes.
So many. Yep.
It was great.
Yep.
It was a really good night.
And actually, Sean O'Leary, I think, was one of the sponsors for the golf tournament.
Oh,
and
nice.
He said that he's going to be probably sponsoring next year as well.
Oh.
And he's going to be on the show, actually, in a couple of weeks, October 3rd.
Oh,
I
saw that email
about.
Go through. I should
yep.
go open those and put them on the calendar.
Yeah.
So we had that. And then we had our clam bake.
Our clam bake. Yes. I was there. You were there.
Yes.
And that one was the opposite as far as weather
It was
goes.
So hot that we couldn't even breathe.
It was
we
the
were
opposite.
Just dripping sweat. I remember just being like covered. It was so bad.
I must
bad.
Have reapplied my deodorant probably 15
How
times.
How could you not?
It was
so anything that was on us just like fell. It was like
yeah.
we were my hair. I remember putting it up in a bun on top of my head. And I think that was the first time I'd had a mudslide since I was like 21. I was like, just give me
cool
something
down.
Cool. I just need, and everybody was, you turned around, everybody was drinking them. You couldn't even drink it fast enough. And it was just melting. It was gross. It was so gross out.
But it was the Bonnet Shores Beach Club. Yeah. And that was a good time.
It was a good time.
Everybody had...
I like seeing everybody. It's nice to just kind of get together and see what's going on. And if there's any new faces with Irem. Or... Usually it's the usual suspects. But there was, I think there's 100 people that go to that. So
there was quite a few people there.
Yeah, there was a lot of people.
It was nice to see everybody from the different sites and the different vendors. And even just like with my office, I know that there was quite a few.
Yeah, there was a bunch of you guys. There.
People. Yeah. We even had some of the commercial people out as well.
That was nice.
So it was nice. I mean, we had a great day for it right on the beach and should have worn our bathing suits, I think. Maybe
some of the people
so
do
hot.
That. They actually make like a day out of it. I just wouldn't feel comfortable.
Me either with
on
my
the
work
beach
people,
at a work
with
event.
My work people.
Yeah. No. But I don't want to do it. I don't ever want to do that. But no, that was a really nice event.
Yeah, it was a lobster or steak dinner and that was
yes.
a lot of fun.
Oh, and at my table, for some reason, I'm going to say 3 or 4 of the people I was sitting with did not want their steamers. And I think I ate 750 steamers that day.
The steamers were good.
They were so good. I just can't eat them once they get over a certain size. When they're too big, I got to pass on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people don't like them too small or too big, but
you know. The big ones, they're just...
Give me them all.
Ugh, gross. No, I can't do that.
But yeah, there was clam cake, chowder, all that stuff. So.
I ate all that.
It was a good day. It was a good day out of the office, and it was
a
good
that.
Event. So
yeah, it was nice. We'll definitely be doing that again next year. What else we got before we go? I know we got to take another commercial. We're going to talk when we come back. You're going to tell us about an apartment tour that you went on over the summer.
Yes,
in
I took my mama.
That is awesome. Did Nancy just text you?
Nancy did. She said, I'm not going to get any chocolates on my pillow.
Aww. Well, you can come to my
dad's. I
guess
I need
dad's.
A bed there first.
Oh.
Before I
okay, we'll move
pillow,
back in.
My dog will probably eat it. And...
All right. So we're going to get ready. You are listening to Irem Today, the property management show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to Irem Today, the property management show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:34 here on Irem Today, the property management show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5. And just in case you're tuning in right now and you just don't know what Irem is, Irem stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management. We are the source of education and professional recognition for managers of all types of properties. We're here to provide you with all of the tools, training, and tips to best run your property. I encourage you all to go online and visit our website, iremri.org. If you're in the business or looking to make a career change, a career that I can attest to is different every single day.
Love your stories. Even today when we met earlier prior to the show to do like a little catch up. And your stories are great.
It's always
they
entertaining.
Are great.
It's always entertaining.
Definitely should be followed by a camera crew.
I always say that. It should be a television show or there should be a book or
there
something.
There should. I mean, it's unbelievable. Not just you. All the
Everyone.
Stories I hear about what happens at properties just blows my mind.
It's crazy. But if you're looking for a career that gets you out of the house, the Institute of Real Estate Management is here for that. A lot of people who get into property management really do make it a long, lifelong career. And Carrie was on before the break, and she was talking about all the different companies that she's kind of gone through and all the different acronyms she has after her name.
Oh, my God. Hers are unbelievable.
I mean, it's just like the alphabet after her name. But anyway, the people that you deal with, the networking, everyone is really knowledgeable. And that's something that you hear from going to all of these Irem events. They always say what a great group of people everybody is. And we were just talking about our events and how wonderful everybody is and how it's nice to see everybody. And, you know, everybody welcomes you with open arms. And I don't know. I know that there's definitely people that might just walk into my office, salespeople, for instance, that I might not be so open arm about. I'm like, all right, I get that about you.
You're one of those people.
I'm working.
I get
it. But in those events, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I know you from this and I know you from that. So you have a little easy in.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Absolutely.
The vendors all there are always terrific. And always the camaraderie that's established through Irem is always pretty unbelievable. I can't talk today. But
that's okay. Well, I love being a friend of Irem.
Yes. Talk to me about the friends.
I'm going to talk to you about being a friend. Yeah, so RentPath. So we are a digital advertising company. We have internet listing sites. We have apartmentguideandrent.com, and we're a friend of Irem. And when I originally first came in, we both did. What's like a year and a half ago now, right?
Well, yeah. Oh, to Irem.
Yeah, to Irem.
Yep.
You and I.
Yep.
I really didn't know a lot. I didn't know the industry, and I didn't know a lot of people. Being a friend of IRM has absolutely just increased my network of friends, professional contacts that I've made, clients, referrals, you know.
Just opening doors for you.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it's also, it's allowing me to understand what they do and know their services. So if I was to run into a property and let's just say they were talking about they had a flood or something, I know about 5 or 6 disaster recovery, mm-hmm. you know, companies that I could refer right off the top of my head, all from IRM. So it's just really nice to be part of the Friends. And Friends is basically a vendor, if you will. So right. We call them the Friends of IRM, and there's 2 different types of memberships. And I know if you go to IRMRI.org, Chrissy had mentioned our URL earlier in the show, you can find out some information on how to become a friend. I think it's great. I think it's and even yesterday I was talking when I was at the IRM Mass golf tournament yesterday. There are companies that belong to both IRM Mass and IRM Rhode Island, even like we do. Right. So my 3 reps out of Massachusetts deal with IRM Mass events for the most part, and they do stuff on that end. And it's all intertwined. Our management companies that we work with usually have properties all over New England, and you know, we're all over the United States. So it all makes sense. It's really good. So now, even just being a part of IRM-RI, it's kind of led me to IRM Mass, mm-hmm. and I get to see the same people twice, and then there's another whole group of Massachusetts, right. you know, that I don't see at IRM events. But
and even at the trade show that we're going to be talking yeah. about, that's in Connecticut, and,
yeah.
and that's trifold as yeah, far as who goes to that. So
I was talking to somebody yesterday, again, in my haze from the day, from the sponsors at every other hole. I briefly remember speaking to somebody yesterday, and I was definitely talking about the show that we have coming up in a couple weeks, and they do work in both. They're only a member of IRM Mass right now, but they actually, because they're based out of Mass, but they
do a lot of work.
Yeah, in Rhode Island, not in Connecticut, but they do work in Rhode Island. And I said, well, you should definitely, you know, come to the event and check it out, and you know, you can even become. And I was trying to get him to become a member of IRM RI. I do have his business card. I can't remember his name at the point.
Oh, no.
It was a bad
You're
going
to have
day.
To reach out to him for that.
I'm going to. I might have to apologize. But, it was definitely.
I'm sure you were fine.
No,
relax.
I was fine. I'm just kidding. No, it was a great day. And just, I truly enjoy being a friend of IRM. And I suggest if you're not, you should definitely do it.
And if people are interested in becoming a friend or potentially any of our events that we are doing this year, who can they reach out to?
They can reach out to Karen Cuddle. Karen is our association executive, and you can reach Karen directly at 401-479-7734. Also, if you go onto the website, irmri.org, I believe there's a contact us page. And you can send an email, and it goes to Karen.
Yep.
And as we used to say last year, she gets back to you in 1.2 seconds.
She does.
It's amazing. I just asked her something the other day, and, you know.
Email, right back.
Boop. Right back. Doesn't
She's
even miss a beat.
Good. Yeah, and she's very good about, like, updating our, you know, I know she updates a lot of our social media and mm-hmm. updating the IRM page as well. So she's just a great resource to have for IRM
yes.
itself, and a great resource for anybody to reach out to because she'll give you any kind of information, pricing, what have you.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell me, because about that tour you went on this
yes,
summer.
Yes, I think you went on it too, right?
I did.
So it was, I believe it was June 10th, and it was called the Providence Living Tour. And me and my mom, we actually went and we traveled around, bebopped around Providence, because she was kind of interested in to see like the Peerless Building, what it was when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother used to work in Peerless.
Really?
Yeah.
My mother was like, we went into an apartment. She was like, I'm pretty sure this was
the dress department.
I'm pretty sure this is where I would buy my shoes every year. And I would get my dresses from. So it was funny. We were there and she got to see all of that and
awesome.
The transformation that these properties have made. It wasn't all transformed, like as far as some of the buildings, but some of them were newer properties that they were in the middle of building
mm-hmm.
or some of them had been open for a number of years and
yep.
they were kind of letting people see them
mm-hmm.
like the arcade.
Yeah.
But it was a great event to go to. It wasn't IRM funded or IRM event.
No, definitely wasn't.
It was nice for anybody in the apartment industry to go to this event because it really kind of, I don't know, it showed me what other properties are doing as far as
from
their amenity standpoint, or even what they're getting square footage wise. Because sometimes when you're calling around and doing a market survey, some people aren't really the most forthcoming with their prices or
and they,
occupancy.
You know when they're calling. Right. They know when you're calling. You guys, you all do this. So,
Yeah. And I just usually say, just tell them.
It's just tell them who you are. Yeah, let's not beat around the bush.
Right. I'm not going to pretend like I'm somebody interested
in an apartment. While I'm on the phone, I'll give you my information. You give me yours, and let's just be done with it.
Right.
No, so there was 11 buildings that participated, and a lot of them are really cool because they were old buildings that were converted. That mm-hmm. was really nice. Actually, we just brought two of them that are on the G Reserve and Providence G. I just brought them on as new clients. A week ago. They started September 1st with us.
Hmm.
Yep. So,
yeah, it was nice to see those because I've been to the rooftop G, but I've never been in the apartment. It's nice to see because they are pretty comparable. The two of them, it's like the same materials that they build. I mean, with Pissarn, we're the same thing as far as the same tile and the same.
Oh, yeah. We want that uniformity, cohesive look throughout your properties, and they definitely do that. And what was the G Reserve is what, the old Union Street Trust building, if I'm not mistaken? I think that's what it is. I just went there, I want to say like a month and a half ago, and I went on a tour of that just because I'd started working with them. But I went in, you know, I believe like the top three floors were the last three that were getting done. But I enjoyed it.
I thought some of them were really interesting or really different, or even in the beginning stages. I know that I'd gone to the Sam Paulus building, which
I haven't been there.
Which it's right above Saki's Pizza.
Yeah.
And
spent a lot of nights there.
A lot of nights you would care not to talk about?
Nope.
Or a lot of nights like yesterday?
No. Yeah, it's the same difference. My younger days after, you know, going out dancing.
Right.
You need some pizza at 2 a.m.
Right.
Yes.
Saki's Pizza. But Saki's upstairs pizza. From there, they were redoing some of the, they were actually redoing the whole upstairs mm-hmm. and making them into apartments. And they were just at the beginning stages at that point. So they had just installed some of the cabinets and some of the flooring, but not really much else. So it's interesting, I think, to see the different stages that they go through, because I work at a property that's from the 1970s, so seeing that transformation from an old to a new is fun.
Let me ask you a question without putting you on the spot, because you just said 1970s. Do you guys at Pissarn, what do you do to keep up with comps and
upgrades
and all that stuff?
Right now, what we do is we're doing tile floor, plank flooring. We do new cabinets, granite countertops. I mean, there's always capital improvement things going on the mm-hmm, property mm-hmm. as well. You know, it could be updating, and because we're bringing in pets now, it could be updating and now doing a dog park and now doing things. So there are always things that are changing on our site. I know even at the property that I work at now, in a matter of 3 years, it's really transformed from just doing cabinets and the granite countertops.
Yeah.
What a difference it's been in those 3 years from me leaving this property to coming back to the property. So it's always interesting to see the differences in how a property might have improved, or, you know, adding a new amenity like an iPad station or something like that could be.
Oh, you have
beneficial.
That at Cuisa Hills, right? When you walk into the right. I thought that was pretty sweet looking. Yep. It was like a little bar.
Yeah, and that used to be, we used to have a concierge person there mm-hmm. at that point. But, you know, times change, things happen. And I think that the iPads get used
so
much more frequently.
Oh, my God, absolutely. Yep. I agree. And as far as a concierge person, people can go right onto the internet themselves and find what they're looking
for. A lot
for.
Of times,
They don't really need somebody to kind of do it for them.
And even, you know, for some of our clientele, if they're looking for a phone number and they don't have the internet, we always can provide that for them anyway.
I'm sure.
So it's not
get out of my
office. Customer service 101, right? So
that's cool.
I found, I don't know what your favorite place, and I guess you probably can't tell me what favorite since you're
advertising. Considering some of these my clients.
But none of them are my clients, and none of them are my properties. But mm-hmm. I really love the arcade. I thought it was a great
I love the arcade overall, because I actually went to the arcade before.
When
it was a mall, before it reopened.
Right.
So I actually have.
So cute.
It's just a great little area. Mm-hmm. And I had told you, I signed up for their email, their newsletters that come out. And I want to say they're either biweekly or monthly. But she does. Her name's Robin Dion. And I know when we come back, we can talk a little bit about her because we've got to go for a break in a minute. But the newsletters are great because not only is it about what's going on at the arcade as far as their shops, mm-hmm. but she does a great job of talking about any events that are in the city, any farmers markets, like whatever, if there's any availability. It's usually just one here and there, but she does a really good job of it. Right. So definitely sign up for those. But we'll talk a little bit about Robin and I know you have
events,
an article in our IRM events. When we come back. So you are listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Okay, it is 4:50 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my co-host, Dina Cimarelli.
Time flies by when you're having fun.
I know,
Chrissy.
I can't believe this. It's like our first show back, and I can't believe that it's almost over.
It's almost over.
Can't believe it.
I can.
Oh,
I feel like
I'm
this,
sorry. I apologize.
No, I feel like this always happens to us. Oh. I feel like before we know it, we have it's so many plans to talk about so
I'm
much
like,
stuff.
I have this, and I have this, and I have this article.
And we can't get to half of it because, I'll speak for myself. I definitely chit-chat about stuff a little bit longer than maybe I should.
Whatever, it's fine.
It's a talk show.
It is.
I'm talking.
It's all about talk.
Talk
radio.
Talk radio.
Right?
Yes.
So before we left, we were talking a little bit about the Providence Living Tour and how my favorite one was the arcade. I really liked it.
You're allowed to have a favorite one. Don't feel bad saying it.
It was my favorite because I mean they're fully furnished. I thought that it was great that they used local companies to outfit their micro lofts. I know that they had talked about a place in Cranston that had done the bench seat, or was that the bed? I don't really remember, but it was so cute. And the one that she showed, it had the bed with the drawers underneath. It was like tiny homes over there.
Yeah.
And then there was also a little mini Murphy bed that pulls down
right out of the wall.
And you could have a guest over if somebody wants to stay in your little micro loft with
you. I know. Could you really live in like 200 square feet?
I mean, I would want to sell all my stuff and just live there. I mean, it's a great price.
Uh-huh.
It's a great area to be. You're right in the middle of everything.
Absolutely.
And there's stores right below. It's super cute. I mean, I would love that. I don't know if I could do it.
Where would you put all your stuff that you own
today? You'd have to
get
rid of everything. You'd have to get rid of everything.
That's like a serious life detox.
I mean, they have the TV mounted on the wall. Like everything, literally everything is there. You just have to bring your clothes and a little bit of food for
your
minifish.
Would all your clothes and shoes and pocketbooks fit there?
Probably not.
You'd need your own micro loft just for that.
Maybe just for my shoes.
Yeah.
But there was actually, which was funny that we were talking about this living tour, there was an article in Providence Business News. And they were talking with Robin Dion, who is the director of outreach and client services for the arcade. And we were talking a little bit earlier about her newsletter that she comes out with. And she said that she is trying to make, like, she's trying, her goal for the whole property was to try to create a neighborhood within a neighborhood, trying to create a fun place for the people who live there, but also an active part of the community. A lot of people who live there are not native Rhode Islanders, so they may not know what's going on in the city, so they use the arcade newsletter to let them know what's going on inside of the building and around the building. They do a lot with nonprofits, which she did talk about in the tour.
Yep.
She said that if there are nonprofits out there that are interested in having an event, they do cater to them.
Yeah.
They do take priority. So it was like such a cute place, cool tour.
You're sold, as far as I'm concerned.
I think your house is on the market right now.
It's already there. It's listed.
Sorry. The only thing is they won't take my little Nuggie, my little dog.
Oh, there's no pets there.
No pets. No.
Oh.
Sorry, Nuggie. No.
No, you would never.
I would never.
You would never.
I love that little Nuggie.
Oh.
So, yeah, I thought it was a really great little article that they came up with. And I know that she always talks about how they're 100% occupied. During the tour, she talked about how there was a huge waiting list that's kind of been there since the beginning of time. And
maybe we ask Robin to come on and kind of talk about, how she performs her outreach to her residents and, you know, how she stays, you know, at 100% occupancy for the most part. And, you know, the feedback she gets on her letters and just... Maybe see what her is. Does she have any of your acronyms at the end of her name?
I don't know. I'll have to look. But she gave a great tour. She even said that she even made the little coffee table that was in there out of a suitcase, an old time suitcase.
Yep.
So they have their own little niche over there. And I think there's a reason that they're 100% occupied. They're super cute. Anybody that goes in there. I know I was on a tour with somebody and they were like, can we apply? Really? I don't care when we have to wait.
Just, see? Yeah. And that's why her list is probably so long, right. Like she said.
She said if you don't respond within an hour, that you're not going to get
it. So crazy. Supply. And she just created her supply and demand, a sense of urgency, just by telling all of you that.
Right.
That's why that person wanted to sign up and said, I don't care if I have to wait 7 years. Put me. It's like getting Patriot season tickets, living at the arcade. It's pretty much what I'm seeing.
So what speaking of like things that are going on, what
things
events
things speaking of, upcoming events. So if you go onto our site, our page irmri.org, and if you go to under events and education, upcoming events, you can always see everything that we have coming up within the next few months. We put them a few months out. One, this has kind of been on the site for a little bit, Property Management Jeopardy. So it's got a date of, it was postponed, so it's TBA right now. So we're not going to talk about that. But we do have our second annual New England Conference and Trade Show coming up, September 28th, Mystic Marriott Hotel and Spa in Groton. That's where we were last year. Yep. I will be there. RentPath has a booth there. I will be there. Come say hi. That's where we were last year, running around doing Facebook Live, right. Me, you, and Jay like animals. Right. So maybe we can do that again. So you have to go.
Okay.
All right. So you were just telling me you might not go. You're going. We'll see. Chrissy and I just.
I'll try.
Chrissy and I will be there.
I'll try to be there. It was a great event. There was a lot of different. I know that they had different kinds of little sessions going on. They had, I think they have housing authorities are coming, and Frank Flynn is going to be coming and have another little session. As well.
Nice.
So
yeah, there's a full
lunch,
agenda.
There's breakfast.
There's a full agenda. There's a networking event. So if you went into the site and you scroll down to New England Conference and Trade Show, there's a hyperlink to have the full agenda that Chrissy's talking about. So member 65, non-members and guests 75. Lots of sessions, like she said, breakfast, lunch, networking event. And then we do have there's something on here for October 4th. It's a seminar presented by Rhode Island Housing. And what is this on? LIHTC.
Low Income Housing.
Okay.
And tax credit? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Did I get it all?
It doesn't say that, but I believe you. It sounds good. So that's on October 4th. You can register for that as well. That's pretty much the events that we have coming up. Like we said, we did mention in November.
There's a wine tasting, and then we have our installation dinner, I think, in December as well. So there are quite a few different events coming up, and I know that there might be a couple of sponsors that they're looking for. But if you're interested in anything that we went over today, from the designations to becoming a friend of IRAM, you can give Karen a call once again at 401-479-7734. If you missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRAM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, irmri.org. I guess that's our first show, right?
Yeah.
This
high
is
five.
It. High five.
You can't see us, but we just high five.
I can't believe it.
Right? So
Dina's going to go put a sleeping mask on.
Dina's going to sleep.
Go bed over here.
So I won't be here next week. I will miss you, Chrissy, dearly. I will be back the week after. I know you have our veteran.
Jason Martins.
He's coming on.
We dogged at the beginning of the show.
I didn't dog. I said we got rid of him.
He's coming back next week.
He handed off the torch. We did not get rid of him.
He'll be here next week.
He'll be here next week. I'll be back the week after that.
Crossroads, actually. Crossroads, Rhode Island.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be a great time.
Okay.
All right. So that's it, right? Good night. Have a good night. And we'll talk to you soon.
Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by New England In Touch Call Center. Unshackle yourself from your phone. New England In Touch is an answering service based in West Warwick, Rhode Island that lets you focus on bringing up your business's bottom line. With their help, you will have more time and energy to provide the best products and services to your customers. Call New England In Touch today at 866-258-1952.